All right, we're back, and we're back with our good friend Manny Johnson. Manny is, my gosh, the horticulturist to all the CBD universe there. Manny's been at this for many years. He's a consultant to the CBD industry, the THC industry, the cannabis industry, and all the people that are trying to make money with this. And Manny, let's talk a little bit about what some of the misconceptions are. Yesterday, for the first time, I got an advertisement for THCA. What is that, and why do I care?
Well, THCA is, how would I explain that to you?
I have no idea. I don't know what it is.
No, I know. This has become crazy, crazy, crazy. The public is used to the word CBD. When you say the word CBD, you're like describing the word automobile. There are so many different forms of CBD. Right now, there are 500 different compounds in the marijuana cannabis plant or hemp plant.
Right.
500 compounds. Okay, why in the world would anybody want to isolate one of the compounds out of it and start pushing that as some kind of, a scientific utopia when there isn't any studies that show that it is? And all we really know about the plant is that there's a lot of things the plant can do and has been doing for a long, long time. The federal government got a patent on cannabidiol as an antioxidant and a neuroprotectant in 1999. So our National Institute of Health and our federal government have known that it had over 17 medical benefits at that time. Right now, they're touting, I'd say 47, 48 different major disease realms that they're saying that the cannabis plant can help. And to isolate something, like you said, like a THCA, and start selling that as some new panacea is really ridiculous. There's no science behind it. It is one molecule, like I said, of over 500 compounds that we know right now exist in the cannabis plant.
You know, I want to talk about a little bit about drug interaction and CBD. It drives right into what you've been discussing right here. You know, Vivian, my wife, she had a kidney transplant, and we've always wanted to use CBD. We want to use everything we can to help her. So we waited for a while because we were concerned about the purity issues. You know, Vivian has a very low threshold for antibodies, so she can't really get sick, and she's very vulnerable. So we waited and waited and waited. Finally, we got the okay that it was pure enough, so Vivian started to use it. She's under the best care possible. You know, her doctor is Michelle Weiner, who's the head of the, you know, CBD board here, the cannabis board here in Florida. And Michelle alerted us last week that she had to stop because the CBD was being found to interact in a negative way with tacrolimus, which is one of her immunity suppression device medicines that helps her survive her kidney transplant. Oh my gosh, there it goes. So now what? There's 500 of these compounds and only one causes a problem for Vivian. People really need to take note of this and make sure they're not doing something to themselves.
Well, Jim, that's exactly true. I mean, it's, you know, we've, as a society, we have unleashed a barrage of molecules onto people, and we have said, oh, there is medical marijuana. There is no such thing as medical marijuana. If it's medical marijuana, what it's got to do is it's got to be, it has to be tested. It has to be proven to be safe and effective. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the marijuana plant. What I'm saying is the way it's grown with pesticides, fungicides, insecticides, fertilizers to make it grow faster, processing to keep it from mold and mildew. I mean, those chemicals, we know from the nursery industry and the agricultural industry that you can't put those things on plants. Yet virtually every state in the United States is allowing it to be done because there is no federal oversight, because the federal government, once again, even though it's got a patent on it since 1999, it's saying it's federally illegal and we're not going to do anything to help you. So there is a lot of craziness, Jim, and drug interactions is monstrous.
You know, I take a medication for my back, and when I go and talk to the doctor, he says that the amount of medication that I take for my back is below the placebo level, but it helps me. So I'm wondering if the drug interaction is also working with me in a positive way on that. It's just there's no research. So my real question is, what do we do next, Manny? How do we make sure, what's the next step that we can see in this industry?
Well, you know, I think the consumer is the one who really has to go up to bat, and the consumer has to demand from the government that if they are going to have a product that is, like in the state of Florida, we have medical marijuana is legal in the state of Florida. If you have a doctor's, and you can't even call it a prescription because a prescription refers to a federal drug, it has to be called an order. So if you have an order from your physician that you can take marijuana, and you go to a dispensary, which, by the way, there's no dispensaries in the United States that require any of the personnel in the dispensary to either be a pharmacist or have any knowledge of healthcare at all.
Yeah, but they all tell me that you take this one, it makes you mellow. This one makes you high. This one gives you increased focus. This one helps your back. Then you go into the cupcake store and you get the same discussion. When are they going to roll out rules from the FDA? I know that the state of Florida is waiting for the FDA, aren't they?
Sure they are. And the FDA is dragging their feet. Part of the problem that they're dragging the feet is because it is a political issue. And that's why I'm trying to say the people need to get involved. The people need to write their congressmen. They need to, you know, write their newspapers, write their television stations. The Department of Justice, through the DEA, promised last year, the year 2019, they promised they would fund 86 studies on marijuana at different universities throughout the United States. They ended up funding less than 10.
Why?
Because they keep dragging their feet.
So then what I'd like to do is I'd like to really understand what the future is for this stuff, because I know you and your scientists, I want to talk about this. You can stay with us another segment, can't you?
Oh, certainly.
Okay. So I want to talk after the half hour a little bit about who you have on your team and what are some of the things that your team is coming up with, because it is important for people to realize that there are opportunities and there are things that are going on here in the CBD world, in the THC world, and we need to understand them better. But I think most of the opportunities in the near term seem to be these dispensaries, but underneath and behind that, there's the hemp industry. And what I'd like to do is take a break and then come back and talk a little bit about hemp. What do you think, Manny?
I think that sounds wonderful, Jim.
Awesome. We'll be right back after this short message with more Manny Johnson. We're going to talk about the hemp industry here in the state of Florida, what the opportunities are, but more importantly, what the pitfalls are. So stick with us. More from Manny Johnson after this. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car this weekend, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got their Audi store. If you're going down to the Keys, visit their store down in Key West. What do all the cars have in common? Well, they're all great cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. What's the Warren Henry Advantage? It's a complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection. You get key replacement. You get a guaranteed purchase offer. You get the best value guarantee, and of course, my favorite, the 72-hour exchange. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless. Weird.
Slow.
Things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different.
Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
All right. Hey, looking to finance your hard-to-finance real estate? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need me to help you solve your real estate issues? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. You go, how can you help me, Jim? Well, I just helped the Related Group in Wynwood. Before that, I helped the Lennar Corporation in Wynwood. I've helped a lot of families and a lot of big companies make their real estate deals happen. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me,
it's all about you.
Hey, Manny, we're back.
Hey, Jim. How are you doing, brother?
I am doing great. You know, yesterday I worked out, then I did my CBD, and it made me feel a little bit better. That works for me. Maybe it doesn't work for other people. But, Manny, let's talk a little bit now about the team that you have behind you that's working with you to investigate different ideas and applications that people can use THC, CBD, and hemp for. What's coming, Manny?
Well, I have been working with some people ever since the beginning of the legal marijuana movement. Really back since 2012, we were working with hemp in Europe. And when I say hemp, I'm talking about a hemp flower that is a full spectrum CBD product. And with all of the 500 different molecules we were talking about at the last break. And, you know, what we have found, and it isn't what we have just found, but what I did was I got together with a medical doctor from a leading university, and I got together with some scientists that were 35-year, you know, retired professor emeritus at different universities, and we put together a company called Cannabis by Docs. And so we're trying to make everything totally safe, healthy, effective for human beings, number one. That's the first thing. And, you know, it isn't that I'm trying to sell any product to anybody today. What I'm trying to tell you is, as a consumer, you need to know that the product you're taking is safe for human consumption.
Yeah,
that's the first thing.
Yeah, Manny, it's all this stuff. People are just taking it like it's medicine or that it's pure, and maybe it's not.
Well, we go into the grocery store and we've become immune. I mean, most people know of the word high fructose corn syrup, and they avoid it like the plague, or
right.
GMOs, genetically modified organisms. They
or
move away
from
that.
Artificial red dye,
yeah.
Number 3.
Your red dye number 2, things like that. But those things all became popular because they started killing millions of people. Okay, well, I find it like really, really scurrilous when our government, state and federal government, allows things to be given to the public that have not been tested or proven to be safe for human consumption.
Well,
yet they do. We do it every day.
Real drugs and real medicine, you know. So notice the way I said that too. I guess this isn't real drugs and real medicine then.
Well, what we have found is we found a plant that I believe if the plant even 2 or 3 years ago was discovered in the Amazon rainforest, we would be, you know, we would be calling it a miracle plant. And we would be saying, wow, this does so many things because it has so many positive effects. If you look at the 1999 patent that the U.S. government has through the largest research institute in the world, the National Institute of Health filed this patent. They used 117 medical studies from around the world to show that cannabidiol is patentable and safe and effective and can be used as a medicine for the treatment of, it's an antioxidant, and it's a neuroprotectant. Well, what does that mean? Well, being an antioxidant means that it's good for inflammation, swelling, possible anti-tumor effects. And again, I'm saying possible because, you know, the studies that they mentioned in their patent 20 years ago have not been continuously carried out and researched on because the federal government got the patent and then just put it away, put it on a shelf so nobody else could have it, which is pretty ridiculous. But, you know, we also talk about the neuroprotectant ability. And maybe that's why we started seeing the very first, you know, rumblings of this cannabis plant and some of the magic from it with the children with Dravet syndrome who were having, like Charlotte from Charlotte's Web, Charlotte's Piggy.
Right.
You know, everybody knows about that because that was all over the world because this little child was having 105 seizures a day and she took three or four drops of, you know, some kind, we don't know what it even was because no one did an analysis on it, but they took the drops, put it under her tongue, and her seizures went down to 2-3 a day. Okay, so that's part of this neuroprotecting part that the federal government has known about. So, you know, I just encourage people to demand from your legislators and from anybody you can demand things from. Don't just go out and start buying CBD products because 90% of it's snake oil. If you go to the websites that these companies are touting for their product and you look at their certificates of analysis from the product that supposedly you just paid $95 for, okay, for an ounce of it, and you look at it, you're going to find that I'm looking at two of them right now, just for the hell of it, basically. I'm looking at them, and they're over 2 years old. So they're either telling you their product is the slowest selling product in the world, and that is the certificate of analysis for what's on this bottle that I've got in my hand, or it's bullshit. And I would tell you that it's bullshit because no one is testing because they don't want to spend the money to do it right. They just want to make a quick buck.
Yeah, you know, let's talk about that for a minute. It seems to me like a lot of the quick buck is being squeezed out of this industry. The product prices are dropping dramatically, aren't they?
Well, the products are dropping dramatically because the number of players that are getting into the market is increasing dramatically. So I don't really know if the cost is dropping so much. I think the quality is dropping radically. And I think there's definitely a glut between supply and demand right now between CBD oil and, you know, the molecules that come from the hemp plant, for example, because last year over 1,000 acres of hemp were grown in excess to the demand that was needed by the public.
So then what happens? Is that product just rot?
Well, you know, that's a big issue because I'm like we had discussed earlier, I'm a consultant in this industry and I do get called in and you know, to talk to farmers about how they're going to store this or how they're going to cure this. And, you know, it's a new industry. A lot of people just, you know, they just don't realize, but just think about this logically. If you take a piece of bread and put it on a plate in your kitchen, it's going to develop mold and mildew on it. Just let it sit there. And it's in your kitchen of a house. Okay, now try to take, 1,000 loaves of bread, open them up, put them in a big warehouse. What do you think's going to happen to it?
Well, I know what happened to it to my friends when they put it in their dorm room. It got moldy.
Yes, exactly. Mold and mildew.
Moldy. Well, this is really fresh. It's so nice and moist and green, and then the next day it's moldy.
Well, if you look at the cigar industry, which is a good industry to look at because they've been around for a long, 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 long time, and they are, you know, they have very high-priced products with your connoisseur brands, and they keep everything in dehumidifiers, where the moisture content's controlled, where the moisture content is controlled. The temperature is controlled. Everything, light, temperature, humidity, everything is controlled completely. That's where these products need to be cured, processed, stored, and then they need to be packaged in a way that they're kept, you know, fresh for a certain period of time. But they do have a shelf life. There is a shelf life on it. I've read some studies of them using like flash freezing with nitrogen, things like that. But I'd still like to see the final studies that when it's thawed out, that the terpene profile was still there. You know, that Christmassy smell you get from a Christmas tree. That's a terpene.
Wow.
So, you know, I'd like to see these things. I just like to see a lot more science before we're taking a lot of these products and we're using them, you know, to replace our medications or in supplements, like you said, to our medications, because it's only logical when you take, you know, I had a bad headache last weekend. So I started taking some things for my headache. All of a sudden my stomach is bothering me because I don't take medicines. So all of a sudden my stomach's bothering. So now I've got a headache. I've got a sour stomach. What do I do? Well, when I went back to my plant-based diet of salads, drinking a lot of water, doing some meditation, some yoga, becoming mindfulness, everything got calm again. And so my headache went away. My stomach is back in synchrony. And, you know, I'm in a homeostasis. I'm in a sense of well-being for my body. That's what people need to think about. They need to think about this idea that, you know, why take, you know, we would take a multivitamin faster than we would take each one of the, if you look on the back of a multivitamin and look at how many vitamins you're taking with that one pill, why in the world would you break it down and take every one of those vitamins as a separate supplement? You couldn't. Your body couldn't process all that. So why are we trying to take these isolated compounds and say, this is the magic? I mean, you know, it's science that if you don't take the B vitamins as a complex, as a unit, a lot of them don't even work because they work synergistically. That's this entourage effect that we call with the cannabinoids, the terpenes, the flavonoids that make up the cannabis compounds. And, you know, there again, safety, effectiveness, testing. I mean, real testing with a machine that we can go back and say, yes, this machine on this day was calibrated at its calibration point so it could do a proper testing.
Wow.
I mean, right now, most of your states have a plus or minus 15% on the test data. I don't know of any scientist who would even look at something and say 15%. That isn't even within the margin of error. That's ridiculous.
Well, Manny, I really appreciate everything you brought to the table today. Hopefully people are realizing that they need to be careful with this powerful compounds. You know, if they listen to some of our historic stuff, they'll learn how the body can't even absorb what's being thrown at it with all these compounds. And we'll have to go back over that another day. But Manny, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. I'll call you offline here a little bit later today and we'll catch up.
Okay, buddy. I appreciate it. Just remember, people, do things that are natural. Be natural with it. The whole plant. It's bioavailable. Use the whole plant. That's what you need.
Well, Manny knows. He's the man. It's Manny Johnson, our expert on THC and cannabinoids and CBD oil. Thank you so much, Manny. We'll be right back. We've got Brad Meltzer. We're going to talk about the South Florida real estate market with Brad Meltzer, president of Plaza Construction. You need